Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics. It's the 27th annual Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches on Friday, March 5th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Selling 470 Angus and 53 Hereford bulls, all bulls selling have genomically enhanced EPDs and all will be semen checked ahead of the sale. Attend in person or bid online at SuperiorLivestock.com. Sale book and video available at ExpressRanches.com. Remember Friday, March 5th, the date for the Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Yukon, Oklahoma. The brutal weather continuing, every single mesonet station in the state of Oklahoma below zero in actual air temperature on this Tuesday morning. We've got a winter storm warning over the bulk of the state, 4 to 8 inches of snow on top of what's already fallen earlier this week for a lot of Oklahoma, maybe more than that in southeastern parts of the state, a little less than that out in northwestern Oklahoma and the Oklahoma Panhandle. This particular snow event starting later on Tuesday overnight into Wednesday. It'll be moving on out after that, and eventually we do have some warm-up coming as we get into the weekend and early next week. Big question right now, how much damage has been done to our winter wheat crop that's in the ground? How much damage has been done to our livestock industry, poultry operations, hog operations, as well as cow-calf operators and stocker operators have been coping with this brutal cold that we've been dealing with over the last several days and a couple more days yet to come. In our nation's capital, one Republican member of the House Agriculture Committee concerned about whether bipartisanship will be a part of the 2021 session for the committee. Dusty Johnson is the representative from South Dakota on that committee.
That may be a little more difficult to maintain. I'm dedicated to maintaining it. We all know farm country does a lot better when we don't engage in the kind of partisan bickering that so many other committees have as their standard. But I think we are entering a potentially more difficult environment because there are a lot of folks who I think want to use a lot of ag policy vehicles really to also attack environment and to address climate and carbon. And of course, we want to be good stewards, and there is plenty that we can do together on that front.
Dusty Johnson, in a conversation with AgriPulse, says there's several keys that he wants to see accomplished here in 2021 when it comes to agricultural policy.
We've got mandatory price reporting that the House Ag Committee is going to need to address. And I think that will give us an opportunity. That'll give us a vehicle to talk about some livestock issues that probably need addressing. Number two, trade. I think we have a lot of opportunity to increase market opportunities. And we've had a great price rally on the row crop side, and we've had some recovering prices on the livestock side. If we're going to keep that good news coming, it is going to be because of more market opportunities. And then finally, the thing I would mention, I know the Farm Bill seems like it's an eternity away. We are laying the groundwork today for the next Farm Bill.
House Ag Committee GOP member Dusty Johnson. One other note regarding weather, all non-essential services from the state of Oklahoma will not be happening today. All 77 counties included in that state of Oklahoma order for Tuesday, February 16. You've got farm news on Ron.
Ince Auction and Realty, Oklahoma's premier land and equipment auctioneers, in conjunction with Cutter Energy, present a virtual mineral consignment auction. It's Tuesday, February 16th at 10 a.m. Mineral consignments are being accepted until Tuesday, February 9th, featuring lots from Lamb, Beaver, Beckham, Kingfisher, Logan, Custer, Major, and Roger Mills counties, just to name a few. For more information, visit InceAuctions.com or call 405-663-2200. 405-663-2200.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.